Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. The Hays City Commission recently discussed plans for a new apartment complex.
It will be located at 10th and Walnut. Grow Hays Executive Director Doug Williams.
There'll be 48 total units. I believe 36 are one bedrooms and 12 are two bedrooms.
Developer Michael Graham is seeking city support to apply for $650,000 in housing grant funding. If the commission approves, the plan goes to the Kansas Secretary of Commerce for approval, and the city will transfer the property to Graham.
We need the apartments. We need the diversity in housing. It'll be a nice boost to our apartment inventory.
The Kansas courts has opened a public access center amid continuing problems associated with a security incident reported in October. The center provides access to district court information. It is located inside the Kansas Judicial Center in Topeka. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Make sure your equipment is ready to run by letting a John Deere certified technician at Prairie Land Partners inspect it. Their power inspection program is going on now, giving you peace of mind that your equipment will be ready when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large ag equipment, Prairie Land Partners technicians are there to keep your equipment up and running. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Prairie Land Partners.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by...
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Tuesday, Governor Kelly wrapped up a trade mission to Germany to promote Kansas and encourage foreign investment into the state, and while there, the governor met with business leaders to discuss the many opportunities currently available because of the surge in economic activity in Kansas. She also presented the keynote address at the YKC Business Recruitment Program that was hosted by the Kansas City Area Development Council, Select USA, and the U.S. Consulate General's Office in Frankfort. Germany has been a consistent leader when it comes to international job growth in Kansas and is one of the top three source countries for foreign direct investment. And Germany is also the sixth largest export market for goods produced in Kansas. As the $529 million in exports to Germany were part of last year's record-high $14 billion export total for the state. There are several German companies with a strong presence in Kansas, and Laura Lombard, the International Director for the Kansas Department of Commerce, said they're pleased to have a strong Kansas representation through Governor Kelly's participation on the Kansas City Chamber trade mission to Germany. The Drug Enforcement Administration reported that on October 28th, there was nearly 600,000 pounds of unused prescription drugs collected during National Drug Takeback, with 4,675 collection sites nationwide, and in Kansas, 5,459 pounds were collected from the sites across the state. The Drug Takeback event was created to help reduce drug abuse by preventing unused or leftover medications, especially narcotics, from making it into the wrong hands, winding up in landfills, or being flushed down toilets, where they can end up in waterways and food and water supplies. According to the DEA, since the program started, law enforcement agencies across the country have collected over 17 million pounds of prescription drugs, and in Kansas, nearly 250,000 pounds have been collected as of April's drug takeback. If you missed your local drug takeback day, there are several locations where your unused medication can be disposed of year-round. And to search for a location near you, and for more information about National Drug Takeback Day, you can visit DEA.gov/takebackday. Sheridan State Fishing Lake in Hoxie will be dewatered to allow lake renovation, and as a result, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has issued the lake to be open to public fish salvage effective immediately. This order is posted on the information boards around the lake, and it allows the public to collect any remaining fish by any legal methods, as well as by hand, dip net, throw net, minnow trap or seine, snagging, gig, spear gun, bow and arrow, or crossbow with a barbed head and line attached from the bow or crossbow to the arrow per Regulation 115.71. This fish salvage order will also remove all daily krill limits and size limits per Regulation 115.25.14. This public fish salvage will remain in effect until the posted notice signage on site is removed. And for more information, you can contact Dave Spousberry, the district fisheries biologist, at 785-726-3212. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
According to the unofficial results for the election held on Tuesday, November 7th for Norton County, there was a 19.58% total voter turnout. For mayor for the city of Norton, Jerry Jones received 360 votes out of 376 votes cast. For Ward 1 council member in Norton, Jason Jones received 84 votes and Tanya Davis received 19 votes out of 104 votes cast. For Ward 2 council member in Norton, James Miller received 87 votes and Dennis Gilhausen received 73 votes out of 163 votes cast. For Ward 3 council member in Norton, Dale Jacobson received 65 votes. Write-in Andrew Black received 65 write-in votes and Craig Eveley received 22 votes out of 161 votes cast. For council member for the city of Almena, Bob Hawks received 39 votes. Sarah Montgomery received 35 votes, and Justin Davis received 23 votes out of 97 votes cast. For mayor for City of Lenora, Edwin Schoen received 30 votes, and there were 20 votes received for write-ins for a total of 50 votes cast. For council member for the City of Lenora, Daniel Mantle received 38 votes, and write-in Gail James received 32 write-in votes for a total of 87 votes cast. For mayor for the city of Edmond, Robert Wilfong received 6 votes of 6 votes cast. For council member for the city of Edmond, Sam Nicholson, Charles R. Luna, and Chad Waugh each received 6 votes, and there were 3 write-in votes for Carl Conkey for a total of 21 votes cast. For council member for the city of Clayton, there were 3 write-in votes, 1 each for Dennis Walker, Joe Vasura, and Nikki Cook, with a total of 3 votes cast. For the Board of Education, Position 1, USD 211, Caitlin Sprigg received 290 votes, and Jamie Amlong received 246 votes of 539 votes cast. For Board of Education, Position 2, for USD 211, Michael Terry received 482 votes of 491 votes cast. For Board of Education, Position 3, for USD 211, Dino Winty received 305 votes, and Colleen Stewart received 233 votes of 539 votes cast. For Board of Education, Position 7 for USD 211, John Granberry received 479 votes of 485 votes cast. For Board of Education, Position 2, District 2 for USD 212, Laquita Smith received 11 votes of 11 votes cast. For Board of Education, Position 5, District 1 for USD 212, Stephen Whitney received 58 votes out of 63 votes cast. For Board of Education at Large for USD 212, Hillary Van Patten received 71 votes of 75 votes cast. For Board of Education at Large for USD 294, Brian R. Shaw and Sandra Meyer each received 3 votes of 6 votes cast. For Board of Education Position 1 for USD 326, Shane Dober received 1 vote of 1 vote cast. For board member,
Chris Harding received 514 votes, and Amy Wentz received 323 votes of 841 votes cast. Fort Hays State University's next Science Cafe will be held on Monday, November 13th, and this month's presentation, entitled Fort Hays State University Maker Van and the Portable Planetarium, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute, or SMEI, and will begin at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill in Hays. You can experience the world around you in the portable and immersive planetarium and check out the new Fort Hays State University Maker Van and all the programs it offers. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and questions can be directed to Carrie Roldler at 785-628-4743 or by visiting fhsu.edu/smei. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community. Your time is valuable, so let Click Your Heels Travel do the work for you. Let us know where you want to go, what you want to do, and who you want to do it with, and we'll take it from there. Whether it's planes, trains, ships, or automobiles, we've got you covered. Book domestic and international travel from right here at home. Travel, it's what we do at Click Your Heels Travel by Dream Vacations, locally owned and family operated.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Farmer sentiment in the Purdue University CME Group Agriconomy Barometer rose 4 points during October to 110. The modest improvement resulted from farmers' improved perspective on current conditions on their farms, as well as their expectations for the future. The index of current conditions rose 3 points to 101, while the index of future expectations was up 5 points on 114. Farmers in this month's survey were a bit less concerned about the risk of lower prices for crops and livestock, and they felt somewhat better about their farm's financial situation than a month earlier. However, that did not translate into a more favorable investment outlook among survey respondents. Farmers remain cautiously optimistic about farmland values, particularly when asked to look ahead 5 years. Nearly one in four farmers responding to the survey reported making changes in their farm operations in response to long-term weather pattern changes. Changes implemented by farmers were wide-ranging, and some reported making multiple changes in response to shifting weather patterns. Gavin's Point Dam releases will be reduced in late November as flow support for navigation along the lower Missouri River ends. Releases are currently 32,000 cubic feet per second. John Remus of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says that the Corps will continue to make releases from Gavin's Point Dam to provide flow support at an intermediate service level of about 1,500 cubic feet per second less than full service through the end of the navigation flow support season. Releases from Gavin's Point Dam for this coming winter will be slightly higher than last winter, which were at the minimum rate. However, Remus adds that intake operators in the lower river should be taking measures to assure they can maintain access to the water. October runoff in the Missouri River Basin above Sioux City was 1.5 million acre feet, 24% above normal. Based on the most recent seasonal drought outlook, drought conditions are expected to persist through the end of January. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog, and I need you to help me take a bite out of crime. Counterfeit products are popping up everywhere. Fake sneakers, fake cosmetics, and even fake pills. Crooks are selling counterfeit versions of just about everything. Last year, billions of dollars worth of counterfeit products were sold in the U.S. Sure, it may seem like saving a few bucks on the things you want isn't a big deal, but counterfeits are usually made in unsafe conditions, potentially using hazardous and even lethal ingredients that could harm you and others. And the money you've paid, it goes right into the hands of criminals and may support child labor, drugs, and even gangs. Smells like big crime to me. So if you still think buying fake products is harmless, think again. And remember, you don't know where the products came from. How could you know where the money goes? You're smart. Buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Cooler air is filtering into parts of our state today, with temperatures staying much closer to average tomorrow through Sunday for the whole area, and a generally fair and breezy weather pattern coming up. We'll stay fairly warm across the southern and eastern counties today through the afternoon. Looks like we'll stay in the 50s on Thursday, with some 60s coming back by the weekend. As for precipitation, there isn't much moist air available over the plains, with the incoming cold front drying out quite a bit, and the cool high pressure system that's on the way also has dry air. On the map heading into this afternoon, a cold front is crossing through Kansas and will be south of us by mid to late afternoon. Following that, cooler high pressure will take over the weather pattern. With that change in air pressure, wind will be breezy to gusty, 15 to 25 miles an hour out of the northwest. Some cloud cover is possible, along with a few light showers behind the front, mainly over the northeast counties. Cool air is already in the northwestern counties, with highs in the 50s and 60s there, warmer to the south and east. A few clouds and breezy for the overnight hours. It'll get pretty cold in our western counties, dropping into the 20s, mostly 30s in the east. For Thursday, high pressure from the Intermountain states will move in, with fair and cooler weather that'll last through the upcoming weekend. Temperatures will be staying a lot closer to average for the next few days, with mainly 50s and 60s, and no big storm systems coming our way for a while. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid-50s to low 60s, mid to upper 20s for the overnight hours, mid-60s north central, and tonight we're in the low 30s. Mid to upper 60s northeast and mid to upper 30s for the overnight. Low 60s in the southwestern counties, tonight's lows in the low 30s. Mid to upper 60s south central, and we're in the upper 30s and low 40s for the overnight. Low to mid 70s southeast, and tonight we're in the low 40s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.